Apple lovers now have something else to splurge on. It's the latest, and some say the greatest iPad.
Well, here with a review of the latest version of the beloved tablet, Ed Begg. He's the personal tech columnist from USA Today. Ed, good to have you. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
So you've had it in your hands. You've touched the icons. You've discovered the secrets. Are you in love?
Deep lust.
Okay, all right.
I have the original iPad, and I'm ready to take the plunge on a new relationship.
What's the difference? Why is this one better than your old girlfriend iPad?
I mean, first of all, let me quickly say, you know, the original iPad, we all know the story, game changer and all that. Second one brought in cameras and some other features. What this third one adds is just a gorgeous, gorgeous screen. It's one of those screens you kind of have to see to believe. You know, I compared it in my article when you had the old one side by side with it. It's like going through LASIK surgery. It's that much sharper. And it's not even that you realized or that the previous screen was bad. In fact, it's hardly an unpleasant experience to watch movies and surf the web and do all that stuff on the older iPad. But when you do all that on the newer iPad, it's just a different experience.
Now, what about the 4G network? Is it work? Everything, all that works well? It's fast and pretty easy to use?
Well, it worked well where I tested, which was primarily San Francisco and Austin, Texas. Obviously, 4G, which is the faster networks that Verizon and AT&T are rolling out nationally, it's not everywhere. Assuming you have 4G coverage, and I did in my testing areas, it's very, very fast. And of course, you still have Wi-Fi.
And it's got added dictation. How's that working?
That worked reasonably well. Not perfect. You know, if there's music or noise behind you and you try to bark out something for the iPad to understand, it's not going to get it right every time, but it's very fast. You know, I would say something like, you know, this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test. You click the little mic icon, and it spits it right out. And more times than not, it got most, if not all, of what I said right.
Now, with all the upgrades, was Apple able to keep this new version thin?
Yes, it's slightly larger and slightly heavier than the iPad 2, but it's very negligible. I don't think most people just looking at it will be able to tell the difference. In fact, I had it on an airplane, and nobody seemed to notice that it's the new iPad. It's very, very slightly heavier and thinner, and thicker, I should say.
Can people afford this new passion, the iPad?
Well, if you could afford it before, you can afford it now. It still starts at $499, goes on up from there for models with more storage. And if you do want the 4G, of course, there are cheaper tablets out there, like, you know, the Kindle Fire from Amazon. That's $199 and much smaller. But, again, $499 for an iPad on up is what it was before. And I should point out, the iPad 2 stays in the lineup, and you can now get that for $100 cheaper at $399.
All right, Ed, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice to be with you.
Okay, Ed Begg, he's the personal tech columnist from USA Today.